Hey, Yael, want to see a dinosaur brain?
That looks like a brown pebble.
Unassuming, isn't it? That's why it took scientists years to realize this thing was a fossilized piece of dinosaur brain after unearthing it in Sussex, England. Researchers think that it's from a species similar to Iguanodon, a herbivorous dinosaur that lived around 133 million years ago.
I know it's really rare to find any kind of fossilized soft tissue, so I can imagine how hard it is to find a piece of fossilized brain.
Exactly. This dinosaur probably died in or close to a body of water, and the water was probably some kind of swamp or bog, so it had very little oxygen and was highly acidic. Perfect conditions for fossilization. Some of the soft tissue must have become mineralized before it decayed, so the brain was preserved.
So what does it tell us?
Unsurprisingly, after researchers looked at it under a powerful microscope, they saw that the brain structure looked similar to those of modern-day descendants and cousins of dinosaurs, such as birds and crocodiles. And they also noticed that the fossil showed signs of having been pressed against the skull, meaning dinosaur brains could have taken up more of the cranial cavity and were therefore larger than we'd thought. But it's just as likely that this dinosaur came to rest upside down after it died, and gravity made the brain press against the skull as it started to decay, so we can't really say for sure.
Still, that's a lot to learn. It's kind of like reading dinosaur minds, right?
I guess you could say that.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.